What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Hopefully everyone had a great holiday. Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, Merry I heard this Quarans. Already.
Yeah, this is take two. This is take two.
We get it.
But I'm one of your hosts, JG, the man next to me. Yep. JD, the 49er.
Yeah. 49ers guy, yeah.
Doing good? After last week, I guess he's a little sour still from last week. That little Christmas Day blunder.
I get it.
All right, man. Well, let's just go into our spread'em picks then. What? How about that then, JD?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, well, we'll get today's Saturday one off. I don't think you guys will hear it in time. You may, depending when this gets out. But right now, we got the Lions +5.5 at the Dallas Cowboys. Who you like for that one?
It's pretty even. Dallas.
I like Detroit.
I like Detroit too, but I don't know. I don't think.
You're giving me 5.5 points for the Lions? I'm going to take that all day. I don't think weather's a wish issue this week. I think they play in a dome in Dallas, so yeah, it should be all good.
I think.
I'm going to take the Lions.
I think the Lions will take
it
in Jerry's world. Let's go.
Dan Campbell's world after this week.
We're going to be going to Jerry's world. All right. Taking over.
Let's get the New Year's Eve games going. First one we got for you guys, the 12 o'clock slate, Cardinals at Eagles. Eagles favored by 12 points.
Oh.
That's a lot of points. To be given up. And the Eagles, I don't know.
Eagles are iffy. I don't think they're going to go by 12.
12 is a lot of points. 12
is a lot. I don't know by 12.
I'm probably going to... It's a lot. I'll take the 12. I'll take Cardinals on the spread at +12. That's what I'm going to do.
That sounds like a good bet.
You going to take them too? What do you want to do with that?
I'd probably take that. I don't think the Eagles will beat them by 12. The Eagles aren't playing that well.
No, their offense hasn't been as dynamic.
Same with their defense. Their defense is trash.
Them losing their two offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator last year has hurt them.
Yeah, they're not good this year. They're not as good as last year. Jalen Hurts is good, but he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
No. Next game, we got Falcons at the Bears. Bears are favored by 2.5.
I think I would take...
I'm never going to bet on Arthur Smith and his Falcons. I can't stand him. Oh, no.
I think I take the Falcons.
Yeah, I'll take
the spread, Falcons. I'm taking the Falcons.
I'll take the Falcons, too.
The Falcons.
I'm not taking the Falcons. What am I saying? I'm taking the Bears -2.5.
Ooh.
You can take the Falcons on the money line +125. But
Taylor Heineke's back.
I don't care. He's not.
Taylor Heineke's that guy.
He's the guy. Not that guy.
He's the guy. And I'm sticking with Taylor.
I'll take Justin Fields.
I go with Taylor. Justin Fields? Ah.
I take him over.
I don't know, man. I'm going behind the Falcons and Taylor Heineke. I'd rather have Taylor Heineke than Desmond Ridder behind that center.
But I'm still taking Fields over either of those
good
QBs.
Luck.
DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, they've been balling.
I don't know about this.
Let's go to Panthers at Jaguars. Jags favored by -4.
I don't know. Actually, I might be going with the Panthers.
I think like the past 4 or 5 weeks, I've just taken the Panthers on the
spread.
They've
been doing pretty good.
Since firing Frank Wright,
they've been doing pretty good, actually. Like they're not making nowhere, but the Jaguars aren't playing well either.
No. I don't know. They were like 8-3 at one point. Now they're 9-7.
They're not doing too well.
They're not.
I'm pretty sure they just dropped their last 2-3 games.
I think it's been five.
Five games?
I think it's been five games. I'll double check it really quick. But I think it was five games in a row.
Oh, they did lose five games. Not five games in a row. Oh, it is five games in a row. No, four games.
Oh, four games.
But still.
That's a lot, yeah. I'll stick with the Panthers. +4. Let's stick with them. Next, I got Rams at Giants. Favorite by 6.
I'll take the Rams. Actually,
I'm going to take the Giants on the spread. +6. I'm taking the Giants +6.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor.
They're different with Tyrod.
Yeah. down.
They're different with Tyrod, that's for sure.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito is not. I don't know about him. He got
benched.
Yeah, he did. That sucked.
And he won me a bet because of it.
Really?
Yeah, I had him under 0.5 interceptions last week.
Oh, then he just got benched right after. Yeah. He got benched at half, yeah.
Yeah. I was fucking loud. Yeah. I was like, love it. It's a Christmas.
Who did they play last game?
The Giants?
Yeah. Was it the Eagles? No, eh?
No. The Giants. I'll go double check.
I forgot.
But I'm pretty sure the Giants played. Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, we got new tape. I don't think it's going to fall.
Uh-oh.
Why has it all fallen?
I was up for a while. I don't think those ones, the far ones matter. Just the one behind you. Yeah, you're good. Anyways, I'll go double check that really quick. We have Giants at Eagles. It was the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles almost folded.
Yeah, that's who
you Tommy DeVito got benched.
I'm taking the Giants at +6. I think the new QB, Tyrod Taylor, just adds something. But
Tyrod Taylor's not that good either.
No, he's not. He's probably more I don't know.
No, I'd take the Rams, actually.
-6. They should win.
I think Rams are still in playoff contention.
Raiders at Colts. Colts are favored by -4. I am taking the Raiders here.
Yeah.
After what they did to KC last week.
Yep.
Dismantling them on Christmas Day. Like,
they did
whatever
well.
Antonio Spears is telling them, it's working, man. I've said it from the start.
Is it like, Spears or is Pierce?
Hmm?
Thought it's Pierce. Antonio Pierce.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Antonio Pierce.
He's been doing good.
He's got the magic formula. Yeah. I've said I don't think he can
he's
keep doing
defense,
it.
He's more defense, though.
And it's Devin Ball and Max Crosby.
Was that guy Spillane? Yeah,
he's been
killing it.
The linebacker. Yeah,
that's I seen some things like, oh, we're putting everything behind him or something. It was pretty wild, yeah.
No, I like the Raiders here. They're playing the Colts inside their dome. I like it. Let's keep it. Aiden O'Connell not making any mistakes. So, not playing great, but he's not making mistakes. Yeah. So, can't be mad about that. Let's go Dolphins at the Ravens.
Dolphins.
Ravens favorite -3.
Going Dolphins.
Is that just because it's a little personal vendetta?
I'm going Dolphins. We're going Dolphins.
All right, man.
I'm going Dolphins all the way. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how or why. I'm going Dolphins.
I know the how and the why. Yeah, it happened on Christmas Day.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
I'll take the Ravens here at -3. This team looks good. It's hard to next we got the Patriots at the Bills. Spread is 14. The spread is a 2-touchdown. It's 2 touchdowns. -14. And I'm taking the Bills.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna go the plus.
Oh, the
Patriots plus 14 for the Pats. Yep.
I can't see it. I don't think they should have won last week. Their defense got them that win.
Well, it could happen again.
It could. It very well
could. Pats defense is good. It's just their offense is pretty trash. Actually, Bailey Zapp's not. He's been doing pretty well.
He's not that great.
But he's been doing pretty well.
Next, we got Saints at Buccaneers. Buccaneers favorite -2.5. I'm taking Baker here. I'm taking Baker here. I'm going with the Bucs -2.5. Baker in December has...
He's been doing pretty good.
He's had a solid December.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going to do well this year, to be honest.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah, he had a...
I don't think anyone expected them to do good.
He was pretty... He was good this year.
He's made a lot of people eat their words.
Yep, he did.
Myself included.
Are they going to the playoffs?
I think if they win this game, they clinch.
Oh, wow. Their division?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I think they'd still be in chance for like a playoff spot.
Yeah, whatever. They still did well. Then what? Yeah. What is it, NFC South or the AFC South?
NFC.
Oh, yeah. That's a trash division anyways.
Are you taking Bucks or Saints?
I'll take the Saints.
Oh.
I'll take the Saints.
At +2.5.
Yes, sir.
Next one. 49ers at the Commanders. 49ers.
Slam it. 13.5 on the Niners.
I was going to say 49ers. Slam it.
It's their little revenge. It's not even a revenge game. They're just trying to let it all out from last week.
It's a little get right game.
Yeah, get right game. Show everybody what's up.
Yeah, I don't. I was saying last week during the pod, I said McCaffrey should be MVP because he's the most valuable player to the 49ers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at them before he got there and look at them after they got there. What a difference this offense has
been. I was just choked on last game. That last game, they threw like 50 times. They did not, like, they barely ran the ball.
Yeah.
And that last play, they could have been down by 7. They didn't run the ball at the 1 yard line. And they could have been down by 7 right after.
Yeah. I don't think Purdy had that terrible of a game, but like he had a couple bad picks. Like,
yeah, he had a couple bad picks, but it wasn't like it was mostly tip passes.
I was gonna say like a couple of those are.
What could you do? It's just the defense. Yeah, the defense also was like on the Ravens was fucking crazy.
Yeah, they had a good game, man.
And the Niners, yeah, the receivers were just dropping the ball. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think.
I'm going 13 and a half for the Niners.
I think this year they got to give that MVP to McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Just because he's like, I don't know, just he's the most, like when you talk about most valuable player, McCaffrey to the 49.
He does it all.
Yes, Lamar is good too, but he's got a lot of weapons around him and he can.
Lamar does not have barely any weapons around him.
He does. He has OBJ. He had Mark Andrews. Isaiah Likely's been balling.
Yeah, he's been doing good, but I don't think Lamar has like weapons compared to the Niners.
The only reason I'm thinking McCaffrey should get over Lamar is when you look at his year that Lamar won the MVP, his stats were just astronomical to the stats he has this year.
Yeah.
It's like 16 more touchdowns. The defense
has been doing it, I think. Has been. Yeah.
Next, we got, I'll take the 49ers too at minus 13 and a half. Commanders, even if they start Jacoby over Howell.
He's not going to do nothing anyways.
No, it's a dumpster.
I'm pretty sure it says that he's injured too. I'm pretty sure something.
Jacoby or Howell?
Something. No, something with Jacoby. I'm pretty sure he said he was injured or something.
Next, we got the Titans at the Texans. And Texans favorite minus 4. Who you got?
Is CJ Stroud back?
I'm looking it up right now because I wasn't sure either. Clears. I think he's playing.
No, I'm going for the Texans.
I'll take the Texans too. No big deal. Let's go with the Texans. Minus 4.
Give me the Texans.
Next. Now we go to the 3 o'clock games. We got the Steelers at the Seahawks. Both teams need this win for playoffs.
Oh, I'm going
with the Seahawks. With the
money line on the Steelers.
No.
Mason Rudolph.
The Christmas Day miracle is over. The Christmas
George Pickens. Mason Rudolph. Wow. And I think that's what's going to happen again.
I think we're getting Spoon back, and we might put Spoon on Pickens.
He's been trash. No, who's that? Another guy, Woolen.
Oh, Tariq Woolen. He hasn't had a great year this year.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't had a great year. Just fell off
of the face of the earth.
I would go that far. It's sophomore slump. He'll be back next year even better. He's just gotta get used to his big body and keeping up with these players.
I'm taking the Steelers.
I'm taking the Seahawks -4.
Steelers to win the game.
Let's go to the next one. Bengals at Chiefs. Chiefs favorite by 6.5.
I take the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs.
My 6.5 over the Bengals.
Yes, sir. I'm
taking the Bengals at +6.5. What I saw last week with the Chiefs with the Raiders, I'm not impressed. Not impressed at all.
And I could see it.
Jake Browning has been competent very well, besides his last week's game. Yeah. So I'm gonna take the Bengals at +6.5. And Jakey B. Next. Oh, no, I don't even want to talk about this game. Chargers at the Denver Broncos. I take the
Chargers.
I'm taking Chargers +3.5. Yeah, I'm
taking the Chargers.
Fuck you, Sean Payton. You don't disrespect Russ.
Did you see that the thing where it was like...
I've seen it.
They don't want to pay the contract or something. That's why they're going to bench him, because they didn't want to renegotiate it.
They told,
And he said it too. I was like, damn, this guy just aired it all out.
Yeah, well, obviously, man, that's bullshit. He's like, you want to play? You got to redo. That's like threatening them. It's like, you can't do that. Like, fuck you, Sean Payton. Fuck you, Jared Stidham. Don't disrespect. I hope, it'll be great, man. Seahawks go and get Russ back. Seahawks go get Russ back.
That's not going to do nada.
They're
not gonna do nada.
I would have a tear down my face, my tears of joy. Still
nothing in the NFC West.
Man, if you
sorry,
if,
buddy.
If Russ came back, what a fleece job by John Schneider.
No.
But you know what? Fuck you, Sean Payton. You fucking
He just doesn't work in their system.
You know what?
It doesn't work.
Well, you know, he's the head coach. He could make the system work, but he's choosing not to.
I don't know. It didn't work. It didn't look like it worked.
Man, and he's been, and that's been since he beat the Chiefs, they've been doing this. They've been telling him he's going to get sat for the past 2 months. For the past 2 months.
Because he didn't want to renegotiate the contract?
Yeah. He got the NFLPA involved too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's like, they can sit him, but they can't force him to renegotiate his contract or to play. That's bullshit. Oh, well. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Sean Payton. You're a bum. You're a bum. You'll never. Drew Brees won you that Super Bowl, not you. You bum. I'm taking Chargers plus 3.5.
You suck at Fortnite.
Yeah, you do, Sean Payton. All right. Packers, Vikings. Guy's loving his own joke here. Packers at Vikings, spreads at 1.
Matt, a couple days ago, the money line on this was like plus 110.
For who?
For the Packers.
Oh, that's a minus 105.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm gonna take the Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings here at minus 1. It's a playoff game. They need it. No,
they're not going to win.
I don't know if they're going to win. I just think they need it more.
No, they're not going to do nothing. Mullins is not a...
They need it, man.
He's not him.
They need it here, man. They need it here. Let's go to the Sunday night games? There's two of them?
Is there?
No, wait. No.
No, that's it. That was the Sunday night game.
Oh, there's no Monday night games this week.
Oh, there is two Sunday night games. What?
No, that's January 7th.
There's no Monday nighter because it's New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's Day. So that's how they're ending off. Packers versus Vikings.
Oh, they don't even have a Thursday nighter.
No, I think Thursday nighters are done now because it's week 18 next week. So they have to have everyone be equal.
Okay,
so let's go into our locks this week.
Yeah, I'm going to change one of mine.
I'll do a quick little recap. I went 2-1 last week. Every under I gave you came in because I told you, gifts under the tree. Let's see. First one, Isaiah Pacheco under 3.5 receptions. Cash. His third reception, he got injured.
Oh, really?
And he left the game. It's like, it's a Christmas miracle. His own player took out his knee.
That sucked.
Three receptions, like, okay, bang, let's go. Next one, I had Tommy DeVito under 0.5 interceptions.
Oh, you're getting lucky.
He got benched and zero and a half interceptions came in. Bang, bang. And then my third one, I had Lamar over, 59.5 rush yards. He ended up with 40-something. I thought he was going to get 3-on-36 by the first half. I was like, oh, it's looking good.
Sounded JG's getting lucky last week.
No, I didn't. Lamar didn't help me out to go perfect 3-0, but still. Those weeks came in, and I'm pretty happy about it. You want to start this week's locked off, or you want me to go into it?
You start it off. Let's see what you got.
Okay, I'll go to the Sunday nighter. Packers at the Vikings. And I got the man himself, Justin Jefferson, Jay Jettas, over, 76.5 passing yards or receiving yards, my bad.
How much?
76.5 minus 110. I mean, you look at all his healthy games this year, he's easily got over 76.5. His last two, 84 and 141 with Nick Mullins coming in. He's been a complete dog. He's had six games. The last two home games, he's put up over 100 yards each time against the Packers.
Ooh.
Yeah, easy money.
And they're still going to lose.
They might lose, but he's going to get his yards. He's going to go get his receiving yards. And you just look at some of these receivers. And look at last week. DJ Chark, Adam Thielen, both over 76.5. You look when the Buccaneers, Chris Godwin over. Even the Giants, Wandale Robinson had over 76.5. You go to the Lions, Khalif and Amon-Ra, the sun god, both. Man.
The sun god.
And we even go back to earlier in the year when the Vikings and Packers play each other. No Jettas, Jordan Addison, and KJ Osborne.
Earlier this year.
Both over 76.5.
But who was the quarterback?
That was Cousins.
Well, there you go.
Hey, say what you will about Nick Mullins, but he's a gunslinger, man. He's going to throw that ball regardless.
Throw into the defense hands.
Triple coverage does not matter. He is going to throw the ball.
That's true.
Facts. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like the last play of the game, he's like, triple coverage. Or like I seen one of the highlights of Nick Mullins. Triple coverage. He started feeling it. I'm still throwing it to Jefferson. Got picked.
Yeah.
But still. you can't just go wrong. Jay Jettas does this time and time again. The only two games he did, he was injured in. He didn't get over 76.5. Every other one's 150, 159, 149, 84, 141. He gets it done, man.
We'll see what happens.
He gets it done. That's okay. It's not in sight. No. So that's what I'm going to take. Justin Jefferson over 76.5 receiving yards, minus 110.
We'll see what happens.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. What you got, man?
What I got? No ifs, ands, or buts. No who, what, where, when, why.
Not even a maybe.
I'm going Packers money line minus 110.
Oh.
Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why. But it's going there. It's going there.
Don't ask
there.
Me how. Don't
ask me when. Don't ask me where. It's going down. Minus 110. Put that in.
He's a big fella. He's a big fella.
And it's going down.
Nice, man. I like it. I can't disagree with that.
And I hope you like it.
I do. I do, man. I do. All right. My next one, I'm going to I'm going to the Patriots at the Bills, and I got Josh Allen over 0.5 interceptions plus 100. I mean, we're talking about gunslingers, talking about Nick Mullins. Well, let's talk about Josh Allen being a gunslinger.
Oh, yeah.
Only three games this year, he has not thrown an interception.
Really?
Three games, yeah. He has 14 interceptions on the year.
But the last what? He has 14 interceptions on the year.
Yeah, he's thrown 14. Only three games he didn't throw an interception.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's bad. Oh, he's not bad, but he doesn't care. I think career games at home against the Patriots, he's thrown an interception in every game except one. So Bill's got a little answer for him. Bill knows what to do. It's a snowy day. It says it's supposed to be. So slick ball might not come off as clean, might get deflected. Interception coming his way. And when you look at the defense for the Pats, their last 8 of 10 games, they've had a pick. Mm-hmm. They're 9 of 15 on the season, so they're averaging one pretty good. And I just have a feeling when this guy comes to fall, or when he goes into Buffalo, he's going to throw a pick. First game, 3 interceptions. Next game, 1. Next game, 0. Next game, 1-1. He throws picks against these guys, man. And say what you will about Bill, he's got a defensive plan. He knows what to do. So give me Josh Allen over 0.5 interceptions plus 100.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
I'm going to take it to the MVP.
The MVP?
I'm taking it to the MVP.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
CMC over rushing, 86.5, minus 110. He's coming back. He's doing what he did last week and the week before that, and any other game. He's taking it over.
Yeah, that's what he does, man.
That's what we do, man. Niners all day.
Against the Commanders.
Against the Commanders.
Oh, yeah. This should
walk through.
This should be too easy right now.
86.5.
86.5. I like that.
Might even go over 100. Minus 110. Yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very juicy.
Juicy. Juicy indeed. Now let's go to the moon. But he had the worst game of his life. 20 attempts, 10 yards. I got Derrick Henry to get his revenge against the Texans.
You didn't even get the right one.
That's why I didn't finish. I was like, Texans. Derrick Henry to get an anytime touchdown, minus 120. Jeez. Against the Texans. Texans.
My boy got issues.
That's for sure. Who you got?
Me, anytime touchdown?
Yeah.
MVP.
C-Mac. Minus.
It's a lock.
Yeah, minus 350. He's been doing it.
That's him.
And then our favorite together one to get, Jalen Hurts. Anytime touchdown.
Jalen Tush Push Hurts.
Minus 188. I was listening to Kelsey talk about it, Jason Kelsey. He's like, man, I feel bad for DeAndre Swift. Anytime he gets it down to the 1 yard line, yeah. He just knows Jalen Hurts and push, push. He's like 7 of 8 touchdowns.
But they do sometimes they do that little fake that they do.
Yeah, like one time this
year. No, they've done it a few times.
Oh, really?
And yeah, they've done it a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking tough. That's fucking tough.
Imagine having him as your parlay, and it's like he's right behind he's you. Like,
go, man.
Yeah,
go.
Right when you see that formation, it's like, damn.
Yeah,
man.
If they don't score, from the five,
yeah,
come on.
But they can go from the three and still do it. Yeah, I've seen them go from the three. I'm pretty sure three of the two, but still, so like, damn, still. That's pretty far still.
Yeah.
You're able to go that far.
It's like they just know what to do. It's crazy. It's the best.
That's a big front line.
And when you put those three together, that comes to plus 261. Throw 30 on it. You get a nice $108. Not too shabby for the new year. But let's go to the moon where we make the money. And the first one I got for you guys. Fuck Sean Payton. We taking the Chargers plus 160. Easton Stick over Jason Stidham. You're going to learn. You don't mess with Mr. Unlimited like that. Oh, you're going to see what kind of team you actually have because Russ carried your ass for past 10 weeks.
Oh, gosh. But then they're going to pick up a new quarterback next season.
Oh, apparently they're rolling with Jason Stidham next season.
Oh, God.
Stupid asses, man. So I'm taking Chargers plus 160. Who you got?
I got the Steelers stealing the game. Stealing the game at plus Seahawks. 165.
I don't agree with this one at all.
I'm going for that.
This is his call, so.
I'm going for that. They almost lost to the Titans last week, yeah.
Nah.
They did by a touchdown. Not even a touchdown, I don't think. They won by like 3 or 4.
It don't matter how you get it.
And they took it down. And the Titans took it down to the field, but.
Game-winning drive. No, they didn't take it down.
They took. I think got picked off at the end.
No, we got stopped in bounds and they ran out the clock.
Was it that?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. They shouldn't have won.
No. Shoulda. Coulda. They did. You can't win in the first, second, or third, but you can win in the fourth.
I'm going for the Steelers plus 165. And we're doing it.
Well, I guess it's not that terrible. Seahawks win, I'm going to be happy. Steelers win, at least I'm going to make some money from it.
So.
And then the third one we got, the Raiders. Antonio Pierce and the boys, plus 165. You can't go wrong with that over the Colts. Colts have been falling downhill lately, so let's roll with that. And when you put those three together, that's plus 1,725. Throw 30 on it, you get just under $550. So that's pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Next time we see you guys, it'll be in the new year.
Yep.
So till then. Gamble at your own risk. Have a good weekend.
Yes,
have a
sir. Good Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. New Year, new money. Let's go.
Let's go. Peace.